Now, some of the world's most innovative farm waste management systems will be competing against each other next month in what's been called the Manure Challenge. The competition has the backing of some of America's biggest agricultural companies. And the reason we're talking about it today is because one of the finalists is from the Northern Territory. His name is Jordan Fazey. We've had him on the show a few times before to talk about his wetlands technology that turns manure into fertiliser. I caught up with Jordan this week to see how his business was going and, of course, to learn more about the Manure Challenge.
So the Manure Challenge is a big competition. The Yield Lab Institute, a big American ag tech incubator, is trying to drive new innovation in agricultural technologies to make value out of manure. So it's the second round of a competition that I was in with the US EPA back in 2016 called the Nutrient Recycling Challenge, and it's a partnership with the World Wildlife Fund and some big American dairy industry cooperatives to develop new technologies to help farmers make money out of manure.
So remind us again, what's your technology that's turning manure into fertiliser and many other things?
So we use a thing called a sludge drying wetland. It's a type of constructed wetland that dries out the manure that builds up in anaerobic lagoons on farms, both pig farms and dairies. And that material has a lot of fertiliser in it, and we dry that material out using plants, evapotranspiration and solar energy. You put this waste into this wetland and the plants grow their roots out through that material and pump that water out when they grow. The final product's very dry, and so you can then dig that out and sell that directly as a fertiliser.
And you've now got some of these in action in America, yeah?
That's right, yeah. So we built one a couple of years ago, and it's been running consistently since that time, working really well. The material's very dry, plants are very healthy, and since then we've continued to develop our systems, and now we build them with a cover. We build them sort of long and narrow, like a pig barn would be. And they're about, for a farm, they're about the same size as a pig barn. And that's how we treat the waste. We pump it out of their lagoons and put it into the wetland.
But the wetland's covered, did you say?
Yeah, that's right. So North Carolina has a very big pork industry. They're the second biggest pork producing state in America. And they have a real issue where it's really humid climate. So every year they get about 6 inches to 9 inches more rain than evaporation there. So you can't just, if you want to dry something out, you can't just leave it in the sun, because any hole that you dig in the sun will fill up with water over time. So you have to cover these systems. And what we've found is that if you cover it, there is still plenty of evaporation to be able to dry out material there, but you need some kind of roof structure over these things to make the drying work properly.
Still easy to get the plants then to grow if it's covered?
Yeah, they love it. I mean, you've seen plants grow inside a greenhouse.
Yeah,
yeah. they grow very well. And actually, the biggest challenge that we find with that type of design is that there's actually not enough water in the waste to keep the plants alive. So you have to supplementally irrigate them. And so this kind of system uses actually about 3 inches of water out of their lagoons. And like Australian farms have to irrigate their water, but it's not really such a big job to do. But for these American farms, irrigation is by far the biggest job that the farmers need to do, aside from operating their farms. Like a normal pig farm has to irrigate probably 2 to 3 million litres of water a year onto their fields, because they just get so much rain.
You've been working closely with the pork industry over in America. The contacts that you've made, how are they going at the moment during these COVID-19 times?
Yeah, so COVID-19 is a challenging time for farmers across the United States, particularly independent producers that aren't contracted to one of the big integrators, because they don't have a fallback option for where to sell their animals. So they're doing it tough right now. There's a big surplus of animals that they're trying to find homes for. And there's a lot of innovation happening behind the scenes, farmers selling their animals directly to within the community, and that that seems to be helping, but there is still a lot of challenges they have to get through.
I'm reading stories of a lot of pigs getting culled, yeah?
That's right, yeah. That's and also, one of the big challenges was that they were... the American industry was building itself to export quite a lot this year. There's a big pork disease in the world right now called African swine fever, and so the global pig herd has been really hit hard by that. And American farmers in particular export a lot of pork to China, and so they had been preparing themselves to supply a lot of protein exports, not just pork, but also poultry. And so they've really gone from being, you know, hammer and tongs, full, flat-out production to having a complete stop on it, yeah.
So if those pork businesses over there are suffering, how has that affected your plan rollout of your tech for those sort of operations?
Well, so we have some support from the some North Carolina state grants, which help us get these systems on the ground. But, yeah, definitely it's a challenge right now. And the industry there really has to focus on keeping itself alive for the moment, and we understand that. We agree with them. That's the best thing that they need to do right now.
So at the moment, I guess, at least you've got this manure challenge to focus on. What would it mean to your business if you were to be crowned the winner there?
So the manure challenge, there's an award of $50,000 US to the winner, but more importantly to that than that, the exposure is really important. So the Yield Lab is one of the biggest... ag tech incubators in America. They have a huge network of really great people that will hear our pitches and get in touch with us as a result of that. And that exposure is the biggest thing that it can give us.
Yeah, as in potentially if you don't win, there might be a big company that hears your pitch and goes, actually, that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how it works, yeah.
Well, all the best. We'll have a chat after the awards, hey?
Yeah, thank you.
Jordan Fazey, he's the chief executive of Finite. He's based in Darwin and competing in the Manure Challenge. We wish him all the best.